540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you were hoping for a break from the heat, you'll have to wait a little longer. The extreme heat warning has now been extended through tomorrow night. Forecasters say heat index values could reach up to 106 degrees during the day, with little relief overnight. Officials urge people to stay hydrated, limit time outside, and to check on neighbors. Cooling centers remain open. You can call 211 to find one near you. Immigration arrests over the weekend are raising concerns in some Milwaukee neighborhoods. Voces de la Frontera says federal agents made at least 18 arrests, mostly on the city's south side, often using unmarked vehicles and stopping people on the street. Community groups claim many of those detained do not have serious criminal records. JS Online reports that federal officials say the actions are targeted enforcement. Video of the masked ICE agents making arrests is fueling debate over a city rule that bans officers from covering their faces. Federal officials say the masks are for safety. Some local leaders argue that the ordinance should be enforced. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Former Milwaukee Buck Malik Beasley has been indicted on federal sports gambling charges. That's according to ESPN. The charges are related to a sports betting scheme. Prosecutors allege that Beasley rigged his performances during multiple games in the 23-24 season while he was a member of the Bucks. The government is reportedly coordinating a voluntary surrender of Beasley this week. Former NBA player Edward Davis was also indicted. Milwaukee is set to celebrate a larger-than-life tribute to Bob Uecker today with a downtown tailgate, free food, and a new mural honoring the baseball legend. The 100-foot-tall artwork overlooks downtown and highlights Uecker's decades behind the Brewers' microphone. Organizers say the project was funded by a group including the Westin Milwaukee, the We Energies Foundation, and Visit Milwaukee. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Another dramatic Brewers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers battled back down 3-0 to the Reds last night. Bottom of the eighth, tied 3-3, and Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz, with a runner on base, up to bat. He was 0-3 so far for the night. Jeff Levering.
Fly ball center, back is Friedel, still back at the warning track, and it's gone! Joey Ortiz!
The Brewers held on to win 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy.
The whole team is so happy for him. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's really special.
I asked Ortiz, what was it like hearing 28,000 fans as he rounded the bases, chanting his name?
It's fun. You know, it makes you want to, you know, come through. You know, the fans pay money to come watch us and want us to win. And that's our job, is to compete and win ball games. And, you know, to be able to come through for the team and the fans, it's pretty special.
It's the Brewers and the Reds again tonight from AmFam Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny, hot, and humid today with a high right around 94. The heat index, 100 to 105 today. Partly cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms late, our low 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, still muggy, with a high in the low to mid 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.